One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Sports fans all across the globe, welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And let me tell you, people, what a day, what a day, what a day. Championship games upon us. We had an unbelievable happening down under with Sinner breaking through at the Australian Open. College basketball in full throttle. NBA hoops in full throttle. Dorfman, excited to be here. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, brother?
I am doing great. It's Championship Sunday, and I actually have a few questions for you about Sinner and the whole Aussie Open. So, college basketball, the highlights are coming fast and furious. The NBA, Doc Rivers is back. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, man, so let's get to it.
And all the guys that had unbelievable performances throughout the week, right? We had 62, we had 72, we had 73. Like, come on now. We had 46 from Steph in a losing effort. LeBron gets it done on a Saturday. Like, dude, you're right, man. This is the time where we can just sit back, enjoy what we're watching and viewing and seeing and thinking and loving to literally talk about. Man, you and I get the opportunity to do this each and every Sunday. It's freaking amazing, bro. So, yeah, we got championship games to talk about with the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. We got the 49ers playing the Detroit Lions. Like, come on, man. Like, when have we ever said the Lions were going to be playing this late in the season? So, interesting day, my friend. Interesting day. On the other side, we will hook up with our professor of sports, though, John Poulter. We'll talk to him about hockey and everything else that's good in hockey, and who knows, maybe a little baseball here and there, you just never know. But anyways, probably got to take a little pause for the cause. We'll come back and hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right?
Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, by the way. Holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the XYZ for Mike. It's going to be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter with us, and we're going to talk some NHL hockey. And looking around the league, John, it's pretty interesting. A lot of teams seem to be on winning streaks, to be honest with you. And this is a pretty amazing winning streak that I'm seeing by the Edmonton Oilers. Holy cow. If my eyes are serving me right, these guys have won 16 straight games. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
I can't complain. I mean, the sun is out. The weather is a little bit nicer. We've like usually when Mike, you know, he likes to stick it to you, but you notice that he isn't sticking it to you when the winter comes here. So we've had our ups and downs with the weather, but otherwise, you know, everything is good out here. Obviously, we got a big golf tournament coming early on in the next month. Look, this is a great place to live. You're never going to hear me complain. I love where I'm at, and I truly, truly do. I love Phoenix, Arizona, but Edmonton, man, 16 straight. How can you explain this?
Well, you know, we've talked about this a couple of times, and you know, I go back to the original comments that I've made, and you know, number one is they're obviously on paper they're a much better team than how they started out, and we all knew that. I don't think any of us foresaw a 16-game winning streak, which incidentally is the second longest in recent memory. I believe the current record is 17 games by the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I'm going to just cast back my memory here. I think it was 92-93. It might have been 93-94, but I'm pretty sure it was 92-93. 17 games, that's almost 20% of a season. That is a long winning streak, but it goes back to a couple of things. Actually, I think three things, in addition to the talent issue. I think the coaching change was probably a positive move. I wasn't sure it was the right move at the time, but clearly the message has come through with the new coaching staff. The new coaching staff includes Paul Coffey, an all-star defenseman, Hall of Famer. He's obviously instilled some good defensive qualities in the defenseman. And all of a sudden, their goaltending has come to life. They were struggling with both of their goaltenders at the start of the year, but Stuart Skinner has picked it up, carried the ball, and that's why they've won 16 games in a row. But just to tell you how badly they started, they've won 16 games in a row, and they're still 12 points behind the Vancouver Canucks in that division. So that tells you how horrendous that Edmonton start was. You win 16 in a row, you'd expect to be in first place, or at least close to first place. They're still six games out if you work on the basis of 2 points for a win. So still a lot of work to do. That's it for the Oilers now until after the All-Star break. So a chance to sit back, rest up, heal some injuries they may have, recharge their batteries, and go forward from there. But as I say, it's been a long time since we've seen a winning streak of this length in that league.
Absolutely.
Good morning. Oh, yeah, no, it's an unbelievable streak. And talk about an unbelievable mark before the All-Star break is your own Toronto Maple Leaf, Austin Matthews. He has 40 goals before the All-Star break, and he reached 600 points for his career. Just how unbelievable is that? I mean, just 40 goals before the All-Star break is just, it's just unreal.
Yeah, it's pretty big numbers. I'd have to go back and look at Gretzky's stats in the early 80s, which was obviously a much bigger goal-scoring era than what we're looking at today in 2024. But I'm guessing that we'd have to go back to the days of maybe Brett Hull, maybe Wayne Gretzky, to see somebody with 40 goals at the All-Star break. He's an exceptional player. I don't know whether you had a chance to see the game last night. They were playing in Winnipeg. Leafs were up 2-1 in the third period, kind of holding their own, but you had that sense that there was a tying goal coming for Winnipeg. The Leafs got a power play, one-timer by Matthews from the slot. The puck was on his stick in the net in less than a nanosecond. Guy's just an incredible talent. The only fault I have with Austin Matthews is that his media presence is not great. You watch him interviewed and he gives you all the right answers, but he just looks totally disinterested. If he could develop a little bit of a personality in front of the press, this guy would be a real star. But on the ice, which is what he's paid to do, he is obviously one of the best.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. You know, you just made me think of something when Mike brought up the 40 goals at the All-Star break. And I don't know if you caught our open at all or anything, but I was mentioning also that, like, we had a crazy week in the NBA with guys scoring 60 and 70 points. Are you noticing like a big difference in guys' numbers today versus guys' numbers of yesterday, kind of? Because in the NBA, the numbers are like inflated like crazy. I don't feel like it's that way in hockey, but maybe I'm wrong. What say you, John Poulter?
No, I don't see it any differently than you do, Andy. You're always going to have one or two players in any league that outscore anybody else, because that's what defines the real superstars from the regular superstars from the everyday guys. Matthews fits into that top category. We've seen it several times before over the decades with very special players. I'm talking about guys like Gretzky. I'm talking about guys like Lemieux, Brett Hull. Guys that are capable of scoring 60 and 70 goals. And, Matthews right now, it just seems that not only is he scoring regularly and scoring a lot of goals, he's getting them in batches. And he goes, he goes a number of games. I think he's got 8 goals in his last 6 games as an example. But he will go 2 or 3 games where he'll score multiple goals in each of those games. That's how you, I'm not going to say pad the numbers, but that's how you drive those numbers up. That's how you score 60 goals. That's how you score 65 goals. On the other hand, we've seen Ovechkin drop off big time. I mean, 2 years ago, we might have been talking about Alexander Ovechkin scoring these kinds of numbers. But have you looked at how his numbers have dried up over the last half a season? So it's kind of coming and going. But, you know, right now, I think Matthews clearly is in the driver's seat.
Now, John, last question here for you. Just what goalies are going to be available, do you think, for trade down the stretch? Because, you know, if you get a hot goalie, you can go a long way in the playoffs. So what do you think with the goalies in terms of their market?
Well, you're always looking at buyers and sellers at this time of the year. And, of course, the first place you look is the teams that are clearly not in contention with a good goaltender. And, you know, the number one guy I think that contending teams will be looking at is Marc-Andre Fleury of the Minnesota Wild. There's a little bit of a curveball there in that he has a full no-movement clause, so he only goes where he wants to go if he wants to go anywhere. But if you're looking at guys that technically could be available, I would have to think that the Wild would probably want to move Marc-Andre Fleury if they could get him to agree to go to a team. But clearly, at his stage in his career, with his ability and his salary, he's only going to want to go to a place that has a chance to win a cup. And anybody that's currently in a position where they have a chance to win a cup probably has good goaltending. So that might negate it a little bit. But he would be the number one guy that I would be looking at. Second piece of that question would be the Montreal Canadiens. I don't know, I would want to identify one particular guy in Montreal, but Montreal is three or four deep at the goaltending position. They're clearly not going to be a cup winner this year. They might not even be a playoff contributor this year. So I can see the Canadiens moving one, maybe more of their goaltenders, more than likely for future picks, because that's a team that's rebuilding.
Good stuff as always, John Poulter. Listen, in the next couple few weeks, we're going to have to start getting that baseball talk going again, because as we know, the boys of summer will be getting ready to go relatively soon. It's
February
crazy.
The 13th, spring training
starts. Yeah, it's crazy. It's insane. So, giving you kind of a break here the last couple months, but not for too long, John. So get ready, okay?
I will. Don't worry.
Appreciate you, man. Have a great day. Have a good week next week. I know you're off, so thanks for the heads up on that, too.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey like nobody's business. That's why we have them, people. Keep it close. We'll be right back. We're going to wrap about the sports world. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All righty, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. In case you missed it, Jannik Sinner breaks through at the Australian Open, flies back into that one after being down 2-0, and bam, wins it in five. I tried to stay up, Mike. I'll be honest. I really did. I was up till about 3 or maybe a little later, but then I had to doze off. So it's the only problem with the Australian Open, if you ask me, man. We got to watch that thing in the middle of the night. It's almost like watching the Pac-12 after dark, for crying out loud. Anyways, let's get into some NBA basketball, my friend. It's been a wild week in the association, right? I mean, let's kick it off with what I think is obviously huge news, and so do you and everybody else. The Milwaukee Bucks fire Adrian Griffin after 43 games, bring in Doc Rivers, who has ties to Milwaukee, playing at Marquette, lived in Chicago growing up as a kid. Like, a lot of this makes a lot of sense to me, and it made a lot of sense to me from the get-go. If we didn't get the nurse, I told you I wanted the doctor. So with that being said, we got there somehow, some way. And I also look at this like the Milwaukee Bucks admitting a horrible mistake. And I'm listening to criticism from people who are upset about what they chose to do. They're not watching, Mike. I'm sorry. Like, you can have a really good record, and you can still be not very good. When you have the kind of talent right. that the Milwaukee Bucks have, you're going to win a lot of games just because. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't fun to watch. They're playing teams that they shouldn't be playing teams way too closely. They weren't blowing anybody out. Like, they didn't have those kinds of things. This was needed. At the end of the day, this was needed, and we're going to get our first opportunity to see Doc coach, I believe, on Monday night in Denver. So he has yet to join the team, but he will, and it's going to happen real soon. And I like it. I really, really do. I think we have somebody that will be innovative, creative, and a guy that is going to demand the attention of those guys. So it took 43 games. I'm shocked and surprised at how long this actually took to take place. And I think the hire in the first place was a bad hire. So they corrected something that they did wrong, and they admitted that they did something wrong by doing this, if you ask me, Mike.
No, they did. And, you know, you listen to the criticism from different people. And it doesn't matter if it's national media, local media, it doesn't matter. Like, they just sit there and they seem shocked. And I'm sitting there going, do you guys not watch basketball like as closely as you should? And I know, Andy, like, you're dialed in because of some family contacts, that kind of thing. So you're a little more dialed in than some of these national people are with the Bucks, and I greatly appreciate, you know, when you bring to me stuff that you know is going on, but that's not exactly being reported on. with any of the teams, especially the Bucks, in Wisconsin there. So I sit there and go, they weren't playing very good defense. You know, they had lost some games to some teams that they shouldn't have lost to based on, like you said, their talent. Their talent level is great. Now, if you can get Middleton back on a consistent basis and stuff, you guys, us and Boston, are going to have an epic seven-game series at some point in the playoffs. So it's just one of those things where I don't think the people who are criticizing the Bucks' move truly understand what's going on in Milwaukee and how that team should be operating on a consistent basis. Now, I will give Doc Rivers this, and I have a look. You know, I have a special spot for Doc. He delivered a championship to Boston. Yes, it was over 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it's been, but he did it, and he's a winner wherever he's gone. People will debate that, which I don't know how. They think he should have more rings at this point based on some of the talent that he's been coaching with. But at Doc's press conference, like one of the first things he said, if not the first thing, Andy, I believe, he goes, I don't wish this upon anybody. He's like, I've never really came in halfway through the season, basically, and you know, finish the season out, but he showed some class and showed some, I don't think reverence is the correct word, but show some respect towards Adrian Griffin and just the situation that happened to him. And I agree with Doc. I don't wish for anybody to get fired. I don't wish for anybody to get hurt during competition or anything like that. But Doc showed me once again why I like that guy. He's respectful towards the fans, other people in the league, former coaches. He's good people, man, and I think he's going to do a wonderful job in Milwaukee. And I never thought when he went to the Four Letter Network to do analysis that he was done coaching. I was like, he's going to jump back in at the first good opening. Like, he wasn't going to take just any opening. He, you know, if Milwaukee came open, I mean, that's a no-brainer for anybody. But he's a respectful guy. The players will respect him. He played in the league. He had a very good career, and he's won at the highest level. So he's going to garner instant respect from Giannis and Dame and Mids and, you know, everybody else on that Milwaukee Buck team.
Look, it was a great hire at this point in time. I second that emotion about not wanting guys to get fired. Nobody wants anybody to get fired. And again, you can look at the numbers and you can say to yourself, well, they were 30-13. So why fire a guy? Look, internally, there were issues. The players were quitting on Griffin, and they had no identity. So I think that ultimately what Doc does immediately is he gives these guys an identity. And the defensive side of the ball has been a disaster. They were trying to run a completely different system under Adrian Griffin, and it wasn't working. And we went from one-trick pony to another one-trick pony. And that's where I think Doc has these guys heads and tails, days and years and whatever, way advanced from these guys. I think he'll be creative. I think he'll be innovative. I really look at this as this was the hire. If you don't get Nick Nurse, this was the hire they should have made in the first place. And they were giving a guy an opportunity. And it's not that he did terribly. It's just that there were certain things that were happening that you were watching and you were saying, this doesn't bode well for us to be a championship caliber team. So ultimately, I think it just came down to, you know, fine-tuning things, to be honest with you. Like, again, the job he did wasn't completely terrible. that they were winning games, the offense had improved, that there were good things. But defensively, there was zero identity, and they didn't know where to be. It was a disaster, man. So ultimately, they corrected something that they probably gave a guy a chance when there were other guys to give a chance to that would have better fit the situation. And now I want to talk a little bit about what you said about mids, and then I want to talk a little bit about what you said about Doc, and I've only got about a minute and a half to do it. Look, mids is back. Mids is playing the minutes he needs to play, okay? Just so you know, he's playing. He's out there, and he's looking good. So I have no more concerns about Cash. Here's what I'm going to say about the Clipper job, and here's what I'm going to say about the Sixer job. You want to talk about drama, and you want to talk about injuries plaguing things? That was the situation in one and or both of those places, if you really think about it. Clipperland, Chris Paul was always hurt, okay? Like, for real, always hurt. He never had this guy ready to go for the postseason. In Philadelphia, he had to deal with James Harden, and he had to deal with Ben Simmons, okay? Come on, man. Like, dude, I actually would say that Doc won despite these other guys that were in his arsenal at the time. And yes, they had some talented teams, but they weren't cohesive, and they weren't one. Like, so ultimately, yes, he had some good situations, but they weren't ideal for winning championships. And ultimately, I think he actually did as good of a job as he could have in all of the places that he's been. One in Boston, none in Philly, and none in LA, but I'm not surprised about those two places. All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll get back into this on the other side. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
In people, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the XYZ. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports. All right, dude. So, tell me what's so crazy about the NBA, man. Talk to me. Tell me. What have we not talked about that's crazy in the NBA so far? Tell me.
Well, you even brought it up, man. The crazy with Lucas scoring, 73? Embiid had 70. Booker had, 65. We got these guys that are just going off for a huge amount of points. And I'm just sitting here wondering if, I don't know, are there defensive coaches in the NBA anymore, or are we just going to be like the Pac-12 and just say, screw the defense, we're just going to score points. That's all we're going to do. What do you think about all this, Andy? I mean, is it a problem defensively throughout the league, or is it just one of these common – just these crazy coincidences with guys just going off and scoring a bunch of points. I will say this, though. I rewatched the Luka 73 points yesterday. That's how bored I was. It was a rerun on the NBA TV channel. I had finished doing the laundry and feeding my dog and feeding my fish, and I turned this on. I'm like, why not? I have no life, whatever. So I watched it. Okay, Atlanta, you suck at defense. Like, that was a lay-in drill. I mean, I'm watching that just going, that is a lay-in drill. I'm like, Dorf and I could score 73 on Atlanta if given that, but, I went back to, drinking an adult beverage and watching the game and just going, yeah, I can do that, like any other crazy fan. But what do you think about all this, Andy?
What kind of fish do you have? I'm kind of interested. What kind of fish do you have?
I have a 90-gallon saltwater tank. So I got clownfish. I got angelfish. I got snails up in that thing. I got live coral. I got anemones. I got it all.
I've always had a fascination with aquariums. I'm not even kidding. Okay. So, and I'm really impressed that you have a saltwater tank. That's big baller status, brother. When are you going to invite me out to the new casa, by the way? I mean, come on now. What's going on here? Anyways, all right. Getting back to the subject at hand, okay? Man, we're living in a world where numbers are inflated greatly, if you ask me, okay? Guys are taking – how many shots did Luka take the other night? That would be my question for – did he take 60 shots? So it was something crazy with how many shots he took, okay? But I also found it kind of interesting. The guy scored 73 points, and he also had 7 assists that night, okay? So it wasn't like
– right.
It wasn't like he forgot that he's the point guard of the team, too. I was actually kind of shocked that he didn't have a triple-double because he did have – I think he had 10 rebounds to go along with the 73 points and then 7 assists. Look, the numbers are inflated. The numbers are inflated big time where guys are scoring crazy, crazy amounts of points and doing things that are absolutely incredible on the floor. But here's what I'm going to say to you. How good or how bad is it when you score 62 like Booker did, or even I feel like Embiid did it too, and whatever. Oh no, it was Towns that did it. He scored six, and those guys both lost their game. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so,
Right.
You can have those gaudy numbers, and it's great for that individual. But at the end of the day, my friend, look, you're trying to win as a team, and when you score 62 and your team loses, it kind of takes away from your 62 that you scored, right? I mean, so the numbers are impressive. The numbers are gaudy as all hell. What do you think of Steph not being a starter at the All-Star break? Is that a big deal to you?
No, I get probably why he's not. I mean, I look at the All-Star game. I look at all that voting. It's just a popularity contest. Who's the current hot meal of the day, the hot drink of the day? And that's who fans are going to go with. I mean, if it was up to me, yeah, Steph is going to start. I mean, come on. He's one of the faces of the league. But at the same time, just so you are up to date, I did a little research while you were yapping, and Luka was 25 of 33 from the field in that Atlanta game. He was 8 of 13 from three-point land and converted 15 of 16 free throws. So he had it going. He had it on a string when he was shooting and when he wasn't doing the lay-in drill. Through that awesome defense that they have down there in Atlanta, but he was efficient as all get out, is what I'm trying to say.
No, that's good to hear. But somebody had to put up a ton of shots to get their points. I can't remember who it was exactly, but look,
right.
The bottom line is this, man. I think we're seeing some of the best athletes that we've ever seen playing NBA basketball right now, and I think that's the reason why these numbers are so gaudy and so unbelievable, and it's almost hard to fathom that guys can put up those kinds of numbers, and it's almost happening like on a daily. So let me ask you something about this, just out of curiosity. The Sixers play the Nuggets, they go down, but Joel Embiid doesn't play against Jokic. And I believe this is like the fifth time that he has not played against him when they've had matchups. Yeah. What does that mean to you? I'm just curious.
I don't know if he was hurt last night. I mean, I watched the majority of that game last night, and I just couldn't tell if it was hurt or if it was like a planned day off kind of thing. But him not taking on Jokic the mano-a-mano in this game, it kind of left a little sour grapes for me because I wanted to see it. Most fans wanted to see that matchup with the last two MVPs. And, you know, the Denver fans are chanting, "Where is Embiid?" You know, they had every right to do that. They were looking forward to that matchup as well. What does it tell me about Embiid? It doesn't tell me necessarily like he's scared of Jokic or Denver. But once again, I don't know the real reason that he was out. I missed that part of it. I saw him kind of limping during timeouts when he'd get up off the bench and walk around during the timeouts. But I want to see it. And at one of these days, he's going to have to take on Jokic, you know. And, you know, right now, I think they're done playing each other for the year. So the only other time they would meet up would be in the NBA Finals. But it's something that has to happen at some point. I just don't know when it's going to happen. But I don't think Embiid's scared of him or anything like that. I don't think Embiid's status is going to be scared of him.
No, and that's my point. I think that ultimately when we're watching games today, we have to look at it in a little different light. He's not afraid of Jokic, okay? He's on load management. And quite frankly, it's going to be hard for him to get to the 65 game point where he'll be eligible for award. And I remember hearing something about this, I don't know, a week or two ago, talking about Joel Embiid and how much he is or isn't playing. Look, the guy wants to play. And I'll actually say that I've seen him play when he's actually hurt. So I don't think this is about him being afraid or scared or any of that. I think it's all based on load management, to be honest with you. And it just happened to fall against the Denver Nuggets, and people got to understand that.
Right.
All right. Your Boston Celtics have now lost a couple in a row at home. They were basically unbeatable there. And then all of a sudden they've hit a little bit of a skid, and it's not like their record is all that bad and affected, but we talked about this team a little bit, the Clippers, right? Clippers are very good, and they can beat anybody, obviously, anywhere, at any time. How concerned are you with the Celtics, or are you concerned at all?
No, I'm not really too concerned. I mean, the home win streak was a nice story for them, but I think for Boston, it's just getting more consistent on the defensive end. I mean, at one point the Clippers were up by 36, so that tells me there wasn't a lot of good defense being played, and that the Clippers were hitting shots. I mean, look, when Boston played the Clippers out in L.A., they smoked the Clippers by like 30. So, and they were hitting every shot known to mankind out there. I remember watching that game. And then, you know, what Boston plays the other night, and they just take apart the team. I can't remember the team they were playing. I want to say it was Toronto that they were playing. But they were up 34 on those guys, and they were doing it on both ends. They were playing very good defense, and they were hitting shots. They hit 22 three-pointers the other night. Just wasn't going for them last night. I'm not sitting here like, oh my God, the ship is sinking kind of deal. But I think from here on out, it's just kind of, you got to get consistent, and you're just ramping up for the playoffs and just playing good, solid defense and just shooting the ball well. And that's something Boston can do. They can shoot the ball well. And I'm telling you right now, Jaylen Brown should be an NBA All-Star. The big contract that he signed, he's living up to that to me right now, both ends of the floor. He's put on some muscle. He's bigger. He's faster. He's stronger. And he causes some problems. He's a two-way player to me, and it's fun to watch, but Boston is loaded on the offensive end. They can, if one guy doesn't have it going, okay, here comes Porzingis. Here comes Drew. And I'm in love with Drew Holiday. I love what that guy brings to this team. He's a more consistent and I think kind of better all-around player than Marcus Smart. So it's going to be one of those things where, you know, come playoff time and we have an adult running the point in Drew, there we go. You know, and let's not forget about Derek White, what he's done this year. So, you know, Boston will get more consistent. Missoula will get them playing the way he wants them down the stretch. And to your question once again, no, I'm not worried about the last couple of games at home.
Yeah, it just happens, man. There's hiccups in the road. We all know that. Look, at the end of the day, I hope we're on that crash course for the Bucks and Celtics, man. And now that we got the Doc in the house, hopefully the defense gets better. All right, we'll take that pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap up hour number one, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And again, in case you missed it, Yannick Sinner breaking through at the Australian Open, getting his first major over Denali Medvedev. It was a great match. I mean, I don't know if you watched it, Mike, but holy cow, man. Some great hitting, some great rallies. These guys spent a lot of time on the court. Sinner was over 18 hours. Medvedev over 24 hours. Like, dude, this was a real battle. This was fun to see, and it's good to see a young kid, Yannick Sinner, get his first major victory. And you know, good news is we'll have our good buddy Ari Wolf here in about 10-15 minutes. That we can actually talk to him a little bit about the Australian Open, and obviously a little bit about the championship games that are going to take place today. So excited to do that, but it was an amazing tournament, man. I was really impressed with what I saw from the younger guys, the Yannick Sinners and some of these other kids that are coming up in the ranks. And it's really good to see him break through and get his first major victory. And Medvedev, you can love or hate that guy, but he's a character, man. And I truly have found that he's very likable and unlikable all at the same time. But I mean that in a very positive way. He's a great player. He's great for the game, and it's good to see Sinner break through at the Australian Open.
Yeah, I mean, look, getting to your question, look, the tournament's on at 1 o'clock in the morning. There's only a couple of things that I'm doing at 1 o'clock in the morning. Watching tennis, not so much. But I will save my other questions for you and Ari at the in the next hour. But it's going to be a fun hour to talk about, man.
Absolutely. All right, folks. Hour one in the books. Hour two on the horizon. Lots of NFL of course. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. We'll be right back.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. A big payday for writer E. Jean Carroll, a jury in Manhattan believing her claims filed against Donald Trump, and now he's been ordered to pay. John Schaefer with details.
In the civil defamation case with writer E. Jean Carroll, a New York City jury has ruled that former President Donald Trump must pay her more than $83 million. Last year, the jury found Trump accountable for allegations of sexually abusing Carroll in a department store dressing room during the 1990s. That was followed by defamatory statements against her. Despite the verdict, Trump continues to assert his innocence and may choose to appeal. Trump reportedly left the courtroom and the state before the jury reached its verdict. I'm John Schaefer.
Now, in response to the jury's verdict, former President Trump taking to Truth Social and writing, "Absolutely ridiculous!" Explanation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon. They have taken away all First Amendment rights. And then in capital letters, he writes, "This is not America!" Explanation point. Now, as for the race for president, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley both focusing on the next primary state, South Carolina, which holds its contest on Saturday, February 24th. Haley telling Fox News, regardless if she wins her home state or not, she plans on continuing through the primary process. She tells America's Newsroom on Fox,
"Only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. You can't go and discount all of those voters who want to vote in this election. We're going to keep going as long as we keep growing, and I think that's what the American people want."
This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Turning now to USA Business News, the Dow ending the session Friday at 38,109, up 60 points at the close of trading on Friday, the NASDAQ off 55 points, and the S&P 500 down 3 points. So how is the economy doing, and is Bidenomics actually working? Corey Myers takes a look.
According to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the economy is strong and should continue to grow in a positive direction. Yellen sat down with ABC News and told Elizabeth Schultz how she sees things.
We have an economy that has been growing at a good, healthy pace. Consumers and households feel confident enough about their own personal financial situation and about the economic outlook to be spending in a way that's creating jobs, is creating growth, and is providing them with the income to go on doing that.
Yellen went on to say there is no obvious reason why the country would enter into a recession. I'm Corey Myers.
The LA Times announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff, or about 115 people, from the newsroom. These job cuts expected as the owners of California's largest daily paper say it's losing between $30 and $40 million a year. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and yes, it's a championship Sunday, baby, as the Chiefs will be taking on the Ravens in Baltimore, and the Detroit Lions go to Santa Clara, California to play the San Francisco 49ers to see who will be representing the AFC and the NFC in the Super Bowl. I believe it's Super Bowl 58, if I'm not mistaken. And holy cow, we've got a great day ahead of us, Mike Wilson. Chiefs, Ravens, doesn't get much better than that. 49ers have been here many times, like we know. Lions, they haven't been here in a long, long time and maybe never been here. But hey, they're here. I'm excited. How about you?
Oh, I am excited. I really do think we got the four best teams left. You know, we talk in college football about having the four best teams, and it's open for debate most years. I think out of all the teams left, I think these are the four true best teams, and it's going to be fun, man. Get your nachos and your sodas and just sit back and watch some great football today.
To your point, though, these records all are relatively good. You know, 12-5, 11-6 is the worst. So I agree, and a 13-4 in there. We got to take a break. On the other side, American sportscaster Ari Wolf will join the show. We'll talk a little Australian Open and NFL games today. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Be right back.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, guiding you through another one. Always live Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So keep adjusting those dials, people, wherever you are. I love the people in Australia. I love the people in New Zealand. I love the people in the UK. I love you people. Trust me, man. I absolutely freaking love you people, and I appreciate the fact that you take time on your busy schedules to listen to us, Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Okay. Now it brings us nothing but great pleasure to bring on our next guest, Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. You may hear this guy all over the place, whether it's ESPN, Stadium Networks, Tennis Channel. I love him there. Kansas City Chiefs, obviously the Pac-12 Networks, NBC Sports, wherever, man. This guy's all over the freaking map. I love this. I absolutely love the fact that he takes time out with us. And holy cow, I would be remiss if I didn't start this conversation out with what a fantastic Australian Open and a breakthrough for Jannik Sinner to get it done against Medvedev in the final, roaring back from two sets down. Unbelievable stuff from the Australian Open, Ari.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, for those that love tennis and love the Australian Open, it has been a challenging week for sleep. But I can tell you it was well worth it. Seeing Jannik Sinner step on to his first Grand Slam final and play that well. And, man, there's so much to admire about this 22-year-old Italian. I love how composed he is. I love how he doesn't ride an emotional roller coaster. There's no gamesmanship. There's no nonsense with the crowd. I mean, he's just he's a baller. I mean, he just is so focused. I think he's a great champion. The look of men's tennis now heading into the rest of 2024, to me, looks different than it has in a long, long time. Jannik Sinner is a guy who's beloved around the globe. You see all those Carrot Top fans all over. This guy's special, and it was really great to see him come through in the clutch. It was an amazing morning.
I agree, man. I tried to stay awake all night for that thing. I wound up turning my TV off somewhere around 3:30 or whatever in the morning, and then it was actually pretty cool because I wound up waking up, and I woke up to them playing in the third set, or maybe it was the fourth set now, and I really didn't miss a darn thing, actually. So I somehow timed the replay extremely well, and I got to see what you saw, which was Jannik Sinner breaking through, unbelievable rallying, just great play. The amount of time that those guys spent on the court, remarkable that they played so well in that final. Medvedev, what, over 24 hours? And Jannik Sinner, over 18 hours of court time? So it tells us that these guys are in fantastic shape, doesn't it, Ari?
It really does. The level of fitness is off the charts. But, you know, the ball-striking ability to do it over that many hours, that many matches, seven matches in 15 days, the thing about Sinner that sets him apart, to me, is the sound it makes when his racket hits the ball. There is a thump in it that's just a little bit different than everybody else. And I was very fortunate. I had a bunch of his matches when he first became a pro a number of years ago when I was first starting out at Tennis Channel. And you could see, you looked at the guy and you're like, well, he's kind of gangly. He's got the huge feet, but like, wait till he grows into his body. And wow, has this guy developed. I think bringing in Darren Cahill and changing up his team, because he'd done pretty well. And then he basically cleaned house and brought in an all-new team. And this new team has led him to the promised land. As Tracy Austin always reminds me, you either are a Grand Slam champion or you're not a Grand Slam champion. And he's now in that elite club. His life will be forever changed. And I think that he's just going to be a magnificent ambassador for the sport of tennis. And what an incredible moment for all Italian tennis fans for the first time ever to have an Italian win the Australian Open. The guy's amazing, and I think between him and Carlos Alcaraz, there's great talent that is going to replace, once eventually Djokovic is done, tennis is in a great place.
Mike has a question for both of us, I guess, so go ahead, Mike, let's
hear
it.
Yeah, look, I'm your casual tennis fan of the group, but you take a look at Medvedev, who is up 2-0, Sinner comes back and wins it. The question that I see, and it's, you know, very simple. Did Sinner win this, or did Medvedev choke this thing away?
Well, you want to take a stab at it first? I feel like Sinner won it. It wasn't that Medvedev's play dropped off considerably. If you watch the whole match, the level of play was really high. I mean, they had a ton of really long rallies. One in particular, late in the fifth, that was a 37-shot rally. So I feel like Medvedev, he does what he does. I thought Sinner raised his level. I thought Sinner came out a little bit slow. He wasn't up to the level that Medvedev started the match. But no, I don't think this is a choke job at all for Medvedev. I think this is Sinner simply raising his level and playing his best tennis when it counted in the third, fourth, and fifth sets.
I'm going to second that 1,000%, and I'm going to kind of relate it to the way that Novak Djokovic started the match against Sinner, and he just looked lethargic. He looked uninterested. I think Sinner, it took him a moment to just kind of re-engage himself into that big moment and that spotlight. And once he did, I agree wholeheartedly with Ari. This kid just played better than Medvedev, okay? Like, Zverev choked, okay? That was a choke, if you ask me. This was not a choke. Medvedev played a fantastic match, and he went up against a kid that was ready for that task and ready for that day and ready for that challenge. All the credit in the world goes to Jannik Sinner. And here's what I love, Ari, and I know you're going to love it too. Here's what I love about watching a tennis match after it's all over and everything's said and done. The way that these guys feel about each other, or the way that the women feel about each other most of the time. But I'm going to give it more so to the men because I really feel like these guys have such an appreciation for what they just did out there on that court. And they truly think it could go either way. And in many cases, it can. But they're so gracious whether they win or they lose. And that's the thing about Medvedev. He's a really likable but unlikable guy at the same time. And then when he loses, I actually like him more because he winds up going out there and he's like giving all the credit to the other guy. And that's the way it should be. Right, Ari? Yes or no?
100% right. I love the way he carries himself after a loss. I think you really nailed it there. There's a lot of in-match gamesmanship from Medvedev. I don't know how close you guys watch Breakpoint on Netflix. If you don't watch it, you should, if you like tennis at all. If you saw the episode with Zverev, you know, it shows Zverev with Medvedev. And Medvedev, he's pretty good at with certain players employing certain tactics that I don't think are, frankly, worthy of this level of tennis. He does little things to try to annoy his opponent. But you're right. When it's over, Medvedev is classy. But the one thing with Sinner is none of those tactics work because Sinner doesn't get involved in any nonsense with who's playing on the other side or get into it with the crowd. I think Sinner is uniquely built, both mentally and physically, to play against anybody in any atmosphere, anywhere. So I think we're seeing the evolution of a guy we're going to be talking about for the next 10, 15, 20 years. I think Sinner's that special. And Medvedev, there's more good to him than bad. I wish he could lose some of the theatrics he does. But wow, when it's over, he's a class act. And I do. It's one of the things I love about tennis is when it's over, the level of mutual respect that's expressed during those, you know, when they have the mic and they're addressing the crowd, I think is one of the really special things about tennis. It's the end of a Grand Slam. You get to see the real character of these players and see how much they love and appreciate their team. It's really good stuff.
No, it's unprecedented if you ask me. And it that's what I absolutely love about seeing when guys go out there and they battle for 4 or 5 hours and one guy wins and one guy loses, but they're so gracious in victory and or in defeat. All right, real quickly before we take a break, because we got to have you obviously talk a little bit about what's going to happen today. So we'll have you for one more segment and then I know you got to run. But on the women's side, the only thing that can hold Sabalenka back is Sabalenka, right?
Well, I agree. She's now has a level of confidence that I think if I'm another player near the top, you better be frightened. You better be prepared to raise your level. Because the only thing for Sabalenka is she always used to have a little doubt. And then last year when she won her maiden Grand Slam title, you felt like some of that doubt was gone. And now with two of them, I feel like this could open the door for her because talent-wise, she hits it harder and more consistently hard than any woman I've ever seen. So it's going to be interesting to see if this propels her to maybe one of the great seasons in women's professional tennis history. I think the table set. I think she's got a real chance to win Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. I still think Iga wins in Paris, but I really love what Sabalenka. I've done a ton of her matches. To go from literally she was a high wire drama with the second serve, with the double faults,
yep,
she turned herself into a great champion.
I agree. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, we'll get to the championship games, people. Relax. Tennis is on Ari and my mind big time, so we don't mind that you don't mind us talking a little tennis. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with our good friend, American sportscaster Ari Wolf. You can see him all over the map, whether it's on ESPN, Stadium Networks, Tennis Channel, the Kansas City Chiefs, Pac-12 Networks, the NBC Sports. The guy's all over the place, and obviously we're so grateful that he takes time out with us and takes a little time out of his busy weekend. We appreciate it, Ari. And why not? Let's not beat around the bush anymore, man, because I know we've only got you for another 7 minutes or so. So Chiefs playing the Ravens, Lions playing the 49ers. I think it's kind of interesting how the Chiefs have gotten here because first time they've had to do it on the road, right? Like, let's give them credit where credit is due. The Ravens, they took care of business at home. They're playing extremely well. Lamar Jackson is on top of his game. I think he's excited about the potential that he might be able to run on that Kansas City defense a little bit because it seemed like Josh Allen was having success against them. And if he did, I can only imagine that Lamar might have a great day as well. And then that defense that Baltimore brings at you, I think it's going to be a real challenge for your Kansas City Chiefs. What say you, Ari?
I agree with you. I think that this is the biggest challenge the Chiefs will face this season on the road, AFC Championship game against the Baltimore team that has been the best team in the NFL consistently over the last 12 weeks. But here's the deal. In a one-off game, when you've got Andy Reid controlling the offense, Steve Spagnuolo on the defense, I just expect them to do some things that are going to be challenges for the Ravens. Now, look, if Lamar Jackson plays the way he's been playing, I think Baltimore wins. But, guys, what I think is going to be so critical is the first quarter because when you try to diagram the anatomy of an upset, you usually need an early turnover. You need something big to happen. So you've got to start believing early in the game if you're the Chiefs that you can find a way to win. Because if you've got Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter, I don't care who the quarterback is on the other side, you're going to have a real chance to win. So to me, critical is that the Chiefs are able to hang around through the first quarter. Don't let the Ravens pounce on them. Because when you're the number one seed and you're playing at home, if things don't go well, you can start to feel a little pressure. You can start to get a little bit tight. So I think this is really going to see what Andy Reid can do, because he doesn't have elite talent offensively this year, certainly not at the receiver position. But I'm very curious to see if they can hang around, if that doesn't make the Ravens a little bit tight. But I do think that, really, if someone said to me, who's going to win, I think the Ravens win the game. I think they're the best team in the NFL. But I do like the Chiefs in just a single game. If they can play well early, I think it gives them a shot. And look, I'd love to see all these people I love and care about have another shot at a ring, because everybody in Kansas City knows they're in the middle of a dynasty. The one thing they haven't done yet is win back-to-back, and they're two games away from doing that. So the table's set for a beautiful and fun championship Sunday.
Yeah, Ari, the other game with the two quarterbacks and Jared Goff and Brock Purdy, I mean, there's a number of storylines there as well. You know, look, I don't know where to go with this game, because, man, that Detroit team is just, they don't know what they don't know, and they're just playing right now. And sometimes ignorance is bliss in these circumstances. But you got to think San Francisco, with all that talent, and if Deebo Samuel is going to play, which I believe he is, that offense plus that defense there out in the Bay is just going to be a big task for Jared Goff and Detroit to handle.
Well, I'm with you. I mean, the way you posed the question, you know, I'm aligned with you. But here's the deal. With Samuel, he's so important. For San Francisco, if you notice, even when they lack one of their weapons, they're not nearly as good a team. They need all of those guys out there to make that offense special. So even if Samuel's right, a decoy, even if he's not 100%, just having him on the field just then spreads the defense, because they have to account for him. I think the San Francisco team, they've been a team of destiny this year. I think McCaffrey just blows my mind at his age, doing the things he's doing as a running back, both in the run game and the pass game. Look, as an Eagles fan, it kind of breaks my heart, but to me right now, the Niners are the gold standard in the NFC. They've consistently been one of the great teams with Shanahan as their head coach. Look, Detroit's awesome. They're a great story. I mean, I fell in love with them watching them on Hard Knocks a couple years ago. I didn't know that much about Campbell at that time. I didn't really get the Detroit story. Well, now I think we all do, and I think they've been a ton of fun to root for. I love the Honolulu Blue. I love the way they look out there on the field. But I think this is the Niners' year. I think we're going to have a rematch of that Monday night game where the Ravens and the 49ers played. I think it's going to be a different outcome. We'll have plenty of time to talk Super Bowl once the matches are set. But I really, really, you know, when I look at today's games, I do think that the number one seeds playing at home will end up winning the day. But, man, great matchups, and the Detroit story is amazing. And if somehow Detroit can get to their first Super Bowl, that really becomes the lead story, because that city's been through a lot. I mean, Andy and I are from the Midwest. I mean, Detroit really hasn't had much going for it in a long time, and it'd be pretty cool for the city of Detroit. You know, Ann Arbor just won the national championship, and then to have the chance to play for a Super Bowl, things are pretty good right now in terms of football in the state of Michigan.
No, but you're right about D-Town having their issues and problems, and this is a great way to bring a whole city, state, whatever, together, right, and have your team have some success. And it's long overdue success. Like, let's keep it real here. Okay, so a couple more questions, and then we'll let you run. Out of all these coaches, who do you trust the most? I mean, if you think about it, at least I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking that these are like four of the best minds in the game right now. So ultimately, who has the advantage? Do the Chiefs have the advantage over the Ravens? Do the Lions have the advantage over the 49ers? Like, whose coaching staff, in your humble opinion, is better?
Well, you know, I'm a little biased here. I mean, Andy Reid's been the guy for me since my first year as the Eagles preseason guy back in 2005. So we're almost at 20 years. So I admire him. Now, look, there was a lot of years where I didn't think Andy Reid was the best coach to have late in a playoff game. I thought his clock management wasn't good enough. I think he's become, you know, a legendary. He's going to go down as one of the great coaches of all time. John Harbaugh is very quietly putting together an incredible Hall of Fame career. You know, he's not a look-at-me kind of guy. He's super old school. You know, Harbaugh was a special teams coach under Andy Reid. So I think this is just a really special matchup pitting Andy Reid against John Harbaugh, but I do give a slight edge to Andy Reid. And the other side, look, I love the Dan Campbell story, but I can't put him on Kyle Shanahan's level just yet. I think the consistency and what they've done since Shanahan and John Lynch took over the program at San Francisco, I think that puts them on a higher level. But in terms of, do you want to root for the guy? Do you want to block for somebody? Do you want to tackle for somebody? I mean, I think the Dan Campbell story is just amazing. So, look, we got four great coaches, four great teams. We are set up for a really magnificent championship Sunday. And one other thing I do want to point out, there's two things I'm going to tell you before I got to bounce. One, I don't no longer want the big intro when I come on. I just want to be introduced as a friend of the Dorf on Sports Show. That's my new intro. I'm just a friend of the program. And two, you guys will appreciate this, that the reason I need to go is because my daughter, Layla, my oldest, turned 5 on Thursday, and for her birthday, she wanted to do our first ever daddy-daughter overnight trip. So as soon as I'm done here, we're getting in the car, we're driving to the desert, so I can get to the pool by kickoff and have the game on my laptop at the pool, but I'm going to hang out with my daughter, and she's cool enough and loves football enough that we're working it around the championship game. So I'm leaving you early today, but it's for a really good cause.
Hey, it's a fantastic cause, and you know what? You can do that anytime you want to, my friend. And, yes, you are absolutely a friend of the program, Ari Wolf. So have an awesome day, and we'll catch up with you over the next couple of weeks because we have a couple of weeks now to talk about the Super Bowl. So have an awesome time.
Can't wait,
with your daughter.
Man. Yeah, let's go. Let's plan on talking Super Bowl Sunday, one of the next couple of Sundays coming up before the big game. Have a great day, guys. And again, it's great to be a friend of Dorf on Sports.
Hey, enjoy your time with your daughter, my friend. Enjoy.
All right,
good
guys.
Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. And Mike, you can relate to that because you've got a daughter, and Taylor's birthday was just the other day, and you're kind of a dad girl yourself, right? Like, so you can relate to Ari on that.
Well, no, I can absolutely relate to Ari on that. When you're a girl dad, things are just a little bit different than being a boy dad, which I'm also a boy dad as well. But when it's your baby girl, it is totally different. And you just let that little girl have whatever she wants most of the time. That's for sure.
All right, so we got Ari's analysis, and it sounds like he likes the Ravens,
right,
and he likes the 49ers in the games. I like the Ravens a lot. I really do. And I if there's a game that I think, like, these spreads are interesting, like the 49ers are a 7-point spread, and Baltimore is a 4.5. It's up now. I think that started at 3. So obviously money's going in on the Ravens, and it seems like it's holding pretty standstill on the other side. I got a weird feeling, man. D-Town. I just got a weird feeling about it. Anyways, we got take a break. We'll come back. Hey, callers, get at us. I know MISM was on the line. He dropped because of Ari, which is totally cool. Call us back, my friend. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the championship games NFL style. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter,
If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We got Mike Wilson. We got Andy Dorf. We can have you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can get at us off that X thing, whatever the heck that is. I don't even know anymore. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it'd be Dorf on Sports. Facebook is Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, Mike Wilson, once again, we got to run out to those phones and get to a real caller. For those that are listening to us, we ain't mad at you, but we got MISM, this guy in Santa Monica, California, loves to call us, loves to haggle us. And you know what, Mike? I think it's somebody's birthday today, so maybe we need the birthday song going right now for MISM, but happy birthday, MISM. Welcome to the program today, my friend. How are you?
Better way than to wake up here next to Vineland Linda, and as I begin my 60-second trip around the sun, call. No, I've had 61 trips. So this is my 60-second. See? She's already correcting me. She's already correcting my stats already for the day. Anyway. Calling MJ and Andy. What a better way to start NFL Championship Sunday. But to call you guys and
hey,
tell
hey,
you.
Question for you. Do you have that earpiece in today? Or how?
No, this is the lab. Dude, this is the landline.
Well, then we got to fix that in the studio. We got to figure out how to make MISM sound a lot better. All right, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're good.
Well, if it gets too bad, I'll make it short and sweet. I've seen the point spreads for each of these games go from 3.5 to 4.5 and from 6.5 to 7.5. And that's telling me a lot about where these teams are going. I think the Super Bowl today is in Baltimore. I think that is the game of the year right now. It's a game that we've been kind of looking and hoping for all season long. And I think what's going to happen in San Francisco is kind of like playing for, third and fourth place. talking about coaching. I think that Harbaugh and Reed are obviously head and shoulders above Campbell, and I'll even put Shanahan in there. And that even look at the quarterbacks. I mean, it just trickles down. So I'm looking at this to be a fun AFC game. I still, as you know, I'm not a believer in the Lions. I still don't know who they've really beaten this year that is of any value. And you could say, okay, well, they beat Tampa Bay. They beat them twice, and Tampa Bay kind of sneaks in anyway. But, sure, it's a great feel-good story for the NFL. It's a great feel-good story for sports. But I'm sorry, the Lions are the Lions, and the Lions will always be the Lions. And you know what? You got your wins. Great. Enjoy it. You know what? Next year's another year, and you'll be in the middle of the pack. Speaking of pack, in the NFC Central. So that's my take for this beautiful, one greatest Sunday of all of NFL Championship Sunday. And I'm so happy to begin my day with you two.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you begin the day with us, but I can't stand the damn scratchiness that you bring with it. But that's okay, man. I ain't even mad at you. Listen, what is MISM doing for the big games today? Do you have like a big spread? I know you're a brat guy. I know you like your beer and brats. So what's the spread looking like today?
Well, considering that the Packers aren't in it, we're gonna be getting out here. It's going to be a beautiful 74 and sunny. So we're going to go on a, we got Badger Sadie down from San Francisco. We got Berkeley Beck over. We're going to go do a little family hike somewhere, and we'll come home. We'll figure out some sandwiches and enjoy the game. It's going to be kind of low key, you know. You only kick it up on those rare special occasions, you know, when you really got to kick it up for the Packers. Super Bowl. We'll see what happens. Is that nothing too extraordinary there, Andy, you know, for this year? I'm just going to kind of just chill, make it a nice chill day, and enjoy hopefully some great football and see what happens. So I really want to see a good game. And as you know, Andy, I'm not sure, Mike, by the way, the honesty that Andy brings, but, you know, last year Dwarf on Sports helped Mission Santa Monica with his pick'em pool. But yet, this year, you know, Mitch in Santa Monica is 9-1 against the spread. And as much as Andy wants to believe it, I think Andy might be 6-4 against the spread. He says what a bonus that Pittsburgh pick in the first round. But you know, if you want some advice.
Listen, the scratching is just it's out of control. So we got to let him go, unfortunately. And I hate doing that on his birthday. I don't get it, man. Ari, we talked to Ari, and Ari sounded like he was in the same room as us. We talked to MISM, and he's got this, it's worse than your line in frickin' Santan, my friend. Sometimes the scorpions get caught in the line when I'm talking to you. I don't know what the heck got caught in the line in California there, man. Anyways, let's get back to what we were talking about. And that's the Chiefs playing the Ravens, and that's the Liedowns playing the 49ers. I want to ask you, Mike, I'm curious, because we haven't seen it yet. Which one of these coaches does something disastrous today that could cost their team the chance and the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl? Who is that guy?
Goes for it on fourth down and doesn't really need to and doesn't take the points. Is that what we're kind of getting at here?
Exactly. So yeah, you're reading my mind. So, okay. Who might that guy be? Could it be one or two? I mean, it could be all of them for crying out loud. Who could it be?
Man, that is a good question. I would probably have to go with Dan Campbell, just because he hasn't had any experience in this type of game, this type of situation. We know what he did against Dallas a few weeks ago during the regular season, kind of botched that. So I think the other three have experience in these kind of situations, especially, I mean, Andy Reid, Harbaugh. I think Shanahan sometimes can get caught up in it, but if you had to put a gun to my head kind of thing, I would probably say Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. then I'm actually going to kind of maybe be shocking and surprising. I think John Harbaugh could potentially make some bad decisions too. And again, I want to make it so that people understand the context of this. The truth is that there may be some situations that call for you to go for it on fourth down, and they may have to do it just because they have to. And what I mean by that is, let's say you're trailing in the game by 10 points and there's 8 minutes left in the game and it's fourth down and one on your own 40-yard line. That to me, that makes sense to go for that. Let's say the same situation happens. You're down 10 points with 8 minutes to go, and it's fourth down and eight. That's the one that I'm still punting, okay? And giving my defense a chance to go out there and make a play versus putting everything on my offense to keep making plays. Does that make sense to you?
Well, that absolutely puts everything in context because, like you said, there's going to be situations for, you know, these teams that they have to go for it. Like they have to, based on, you know, individual circumstances during a game. But there's what drives you and I batty, and you and I have talked about this off air, on air, you know, everywhere in between from time to time, is that the teams that go for it when they don't have to and just take the points, play some defense, and then just kind of take it from there, type of mentality. This mentality that you have to go for on all these fourth downs, especially, you know, in your own end of the field, right. And a certain ex-Charger coach comes to mind with that, but it's just one of those things that drives, I think, a lot of people our age a little nuts, and so we'll see. I've got you on Harbaugh. Harbaugh will kind of do that kind of thing, and it kind of boggles the mind because he's been through it all. And like Ari Wolf said last segment, he's built a Hall of Fame career himself there in Baltimore.
Absolutely.
So he doesn't have to kind of jump into that fray, but he does from time to time, which is a little shocking, but. You know what? At the end of the day, I just want two great games. I want people, you know, yelling at their TVs in anguish or yelling at the TVs in absolute pandemonium and joy because this is what Championship Sunday to me is all about.
All right, so who might be the X factor for all of these teams? So let's start with the Chiefs. I mean, we know that Patrick Mahomes and Kelce are going to be the main targets. We know that. But who could be the difference maker for the Kansas City Chiefs? Who could be the difference maker for the Ravens? Who do you got?
With the Chiefs, Pacheco, the running back.
Okay.
If they can get that guy going, if they can get that run game going, and then complement that with the passing game that they have, and hopefully those receivers have, you know, stick them on their hands or something today, right? But I think if they can get Pacheco going, because it'll offset them becoming one dimensional, that'll be the key. So
I think
Baltimore.
Go ahead. Personally, hey, hold on real quick. Personally, I think Rice has to have a really, really solid game for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I agree with you on Pacheco. Obviously, he's going to be a huge factor. But if it's not Kelce, it's got to be one of these other wide receivers to step up. And I'm looking at Rice. That's my guy. He's got to make a few plays. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Look, with Baltimore, I mean, they got Mark Andrews coming back, I believe, too. They're all pro tight end. If he can make some kind of contribution, because he's been out for a while, that'll be a key for them. But once again, you know, is Lamar, when Lamar drops back to pass, you know, is he going to put stuff on a rope? Is he going to be throwing dimes out there, or is it going to be kind of fluttering passes? So I think, you know, this is going to seem obvious, but if Lamar can throw the ball, Baltimore is going to be just fine.
And then for the Lions and 49ers, I think it's Gibbs, and I obviously Debo clears everything for everybody else. What say you?
Say the same thing, and like our friend of the program, Ari Wolf, said, if Debo's just out there being somewhat of a distraction, where he's not the first target,
yep,
then he's doing his job. Yep.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and got to thank John Poulter and Ari Wolf for joining us today. And obviously Robert on the other side for making things possible for us. Appreciate all you guys. Mike, before we do our parting shots, obviously people can catch us on Twitter, or I'm sorry, on X, whatever the heck that thing is. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, parting shot time. You are up.
Shot goes out. Everybody, just enjoy Championship Sunday. I am personally pulling for the Chiefs and the 49ers today. The 49ers was my late father's favorite team. So if we can get him smiling up there in heaven today, that would be great. And then I'm going to give a shout out to my daughter, Taylor Wilson. She just turned 24 the other day, and she is student teaching. She's kicking butt and taking names. But I, to say the least, I am proud of my little girl.
Hey, me too, man. I'm proud of her. I've seen her grow up over the past, I don't know, 10 years or so, something like that, or whatever it's been now that you and I have known each other. And you got great kids, man. So I like both of them, man. They're both good kids. Zach and Taylor are good kids. So you've done a good job, my friend. Okay, my parting shot, I got a couple of them. Milwaukee Bucks, it took you 43 games to think and get things probably in a better situation. Look, I feel bad for Griff. It's part of the job. It's part of the deal. You're going to get hired. You're going to get fired. It's just the way things work. But now, Doc, go in there and do the job. As far as today goes, get your popcorn, people. This is what we've been waiting for. Championship Sunday. The Chiefs and the Ravens. The Lions and the 49ers. I don't think it gets much better than that. So for Mike, for everybody else, I'm going to say peace. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the games. It's been a great time hanging out with you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.